what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, Title 42 ends after today. That's the pandemic policy that kept asylum seekers out of the U.S. A local nonprofit is working to help migrants on the other side of the border. Want to build apartments in Los Angeles? Well, get ready to wait and wait and wait for city approval. And it's day 10 of the strike by Hollywood scriptwriters, the people who write the scripts for spy movies. Turns out they're pretty good spies themselves.
They are collecting intelligence about what shows are shooting on location and where. And they show up to those locations, interrupt them, and they're succeeding, by and large.
It's Thursday, May 11th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Title 42 expires after today. That's the federal pandemic policy that turns away migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. border. The end of Title 42 has brought a rush of migrants to the border and a greater need for aid. Salvador Sanabria is the executive director of El Rescate. That's the nonprofit group that provides legal help to migrants. He's also working with the Central American Migrant Network. It brings food, clothing, and other help to migrants at Tijuana shelters. Sanabria says the end of Title 42 doesn't change their work.
We will continue our mission, you know, bringing whatever supplies we can gather and money to the different shelters that we support there as a coalition effort.
Starting tomorrow, asylum seekers will be interviewed by U.S. immigration officers. Those with a credible fear of being persecuted in their home countries can stay in the U.S. until a final determination is made. In Los Angeles, it takes nearly 4 years for new apartments to get approved and built. That's according to a new study from UCLA and Cal State Northridge that examined development in the city since 2010. LAist housing reporter David Wagner says that long delay from blueprints to construction is a big deal for the city's housing crisis.
These long development timelines make it unlikely LA will add 500,000 homes by 2029. Construction will need to grow more than fivefold to meet that state-mandated goal. Researchers from UCLA and CSU Northridge found the biggest barriers to new housing are the city's drawn-out approval process and electrical hookups for new buildings.
LAist housing reporter David Wagner, the LA City Council's Paul Krikorian, and Nithya Raman say they want to take the study findings and turn them into policy. Los Angeles County is teaming up with an LA nonprofit group to build out its mobile mental health crisis response system. Details now from LAist mental health reporter Robert Garova.
County leaders want to have an unarmed mental health crisis response running 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But it will need to add hundreds of more staffers to get there. That's why it's partnering with the nonprofit Sycamores. The group is now sending out 2-person teams made up of a licensed clinician and someone experienced with mental illness. The goal is to provide help without involving police. Dr. Jana Lord is a chief program officer at Sycamores.
I do think of mobile crisis as the ER equivalent to our mental health system. The individuals that we're providing services to are in higher need.
Lord said she has 4 teams staffed now and hopes to eventually get to more than 40. According to the LAPD, of the 31 people officers shot at last year, 9 had a perceived or confirmed mental illness. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
And a reminder, if you or someone you care about is in a mental health crisis and needs help, call 988. That is the National Crisis Hotline. It works everywhere. When we come back, an update on the strike by the Writers Guild of America. It's halted movie and TV production, but not personal connection.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. This is the 10th day of the strike by the Writers Guild of America. That strike has basically frozen entertainment production in Hollywood. LAist arts and entertainment reporter John Horn says the Writers Guild is ramping up its effort to squeeze whatever production is still going on.
They are collecting intelligence about what shows are shooting on location and where. And they show up to those locations, interrupt them, and they're succeeding by and large.
John spoke with one of the striking script writers, Brigitte Munoz-Leibowitz. She's written for the Gordita Chronicles and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She says the strike's about much more than money.
We're defending the very existence of writing as a profession. And we're working to preserve the opportunities for diversity to continue to exist in writing as a profession, which, again, is another form of marginalization that we've found that studios aren't very sensitive to.
The scriptwriters are maintaining picket lines outside Hollywood studios and the headquarters of the streaming services. The picket line at Universal Studios yesterday turned into a rom-com of sorts. Organizers held an event that invited single writers on strike to meet one another. Here's LAist reporter Ryan Mena.
Last week, comedy writers Stacey Traub and Hunter Covington celebrated their 10-year wedding anniversary at Fox Studios' Galaxy Gate. That's where they first laid eyes on each other at the last WGA strike in 2007. It's been a happy ending.
It's great that we do the same thing because we both understand what the other person does. We can help each other. We always read each other's stuff.
Traub also said being in a romantic relationship with another writer can be difficult when competitiveness arises. But since she and her husband are both currently not working because of the strike, it's a more level playing field. And she says the couple is more in love than ever. For LAist 89.3, I'm Ryan Mena.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino with Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive director. Catherine Mailhouse, the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Be sure to join us again tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.